It's 7 o'clock, so we can call the meeting in order. I got nothing for public comment. Any?
Not from me.
And we got approval of minutes. Everybody got a copy of the minutes sent to them?
Yeah, I'll make a motion to approve.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Nice have it. Payment of the bills. I don't know. I think we got any bills going around today. And then we got the correspondence.
No chief tonight?
I don't know. I had missed a call from him earlier and I haven't heard back from him.
They had a class at the high school today.
Yeah, they got a big class. They got a Chief Pendle is there to give a class to, and they brought in a lot of other towns too. So all it was supposed to be at the firehouse, and then all of a sudden they added more towns, and so they moved it to the high school.
I saw his truck's up here, but I don't see him around. So
oh,
maybe
Chief
that's where he
Dickey.
went. Yeah,
Well, I'm
the
wondering, does
Suburban's
he
here.
have? Does he still have it? I think.
It's in the parking lot, so it's not like it was in the inside the building. I don't know.
Yeah. I thought maybe Matt may have the truck now.
I don't see Matt either today, so I don't have, we don't have the chief report, but we'll see if he comes on in a little while. Now we
Yeah.
go right to the fire marshal for right now, then I guess we'll bypass.
Sure. Nothing huge this month. This time of year, I'm trying to get all the apartments knocked out. Let's see, we'll start with activities. I had a lengthy interview with the fire study group, which is interesting. There was a complaint investigation, snow egress issues at Carpenter Road Apartments after a last big snowstorm. I had to take care of that. Met with Larry Fiano about his apartments. He's trying to sell them, just if anybody cares to know.
Wow.
Yeah, he's in the process of trying to sell them. Inspections, 890 Boston Turnpike. This has been going on for a month now, back and forth, weekends. I got them all done at 890. The health department, the complaint I filed with the health department, they went in and investigated this one particular apartment. They didn't find any real major issues at this time. I said, okay. And then 12, 10, 12, 14 Carpenter Road Apartments. All the apartments have been completed there as well. Again, both these apartment complexes, I had to go back on two Saturdays in a row to get everybody. And then there was one burn permit issued. Next Monday, I'll be doing South Road Apartments, and be a little bit easier because the maintenance guy, John, has keys for all the apartments. So they just complete the paperwork, sign it, and we can go in there and I can knock them all out at once. So that's about it for me.
Okay. We have any old business? I know we talked to the people doing the study. We were up here, and it's that answer. Talked to a lot of questions and stuff like that, and seemed to go good. They seem to know what they're doing, so hopefully we'll hear some stuff on that as it goes along. I don't know what anybody else.
Yeah, I was impressed. I didn't know what to expect, but I was pleased by what I saw as far as, they seem to have a pretty wide range, the two of them, and they're trying to think out of the box and had good questions. And yeah, I was impressed by them, and I'm hopeful, right, that they'll have some good ideas. And sounds like they need a lot of data. It sounds like Chief's been busy with that. Trying to get them the information that they need to make some good decisions.
All right, here's the boss now.
Just the chief. Who's
that? Everybody. Good. Got Dan, Bill, Elizabeth, Bob, and Chris. Went past your chief's report.
You did?
Yeah, so.
Back up. Sorry it's late. Situation I'm taking care of. Okay, folks.
Evening, Chief.
Evening. Geez, I hear that voice. There it is. Hey, Bob.
Hi. Good to see you.
Not that far away. West Hartford's not that far away. My gosh.
It's not. It's not. 20 minutes, maybe.
There you go. Chief's report for this past month, for the month of March, we had 37 calls, 37 emergencies. Kind of a quiet month. Two motor vehicle accidents, they're mild, minor, I should say, and many EMS calls. You're staying up on top, as you usually do. For budget report, this particular past month, regular purchase order requests and payments, nothing out of the ordinary at all. We do have the this coming month in April, we've got the apparatus all going out for service. So that would be kind of anticipating what the bills are going to look like. I've got some numbers in there with purchase orders. We'll see what it comes up to. As you know, we put in an extra $10,000 for next year, strictly for vehicle maintenance, because the prices are escalating. Plus, the biggest factor on maintenance going forward over the next couple of years is going to be corrosion on the trucks from underneath. So our folks, engineers, have been doing some of the fluid film on the trucks, but corrosion is going to eat. That's the way it's going to go. I hear from a lot of my fellow chiefs out there that's corrosion, that's the name of the game. Like that was brought up during the strategic plan meeting, and I'll talk about that in a minute too. This month earlier, we had the Bolton Road Race. We had 8 members attend that and help out with traffic and EMS following the trucks, following the runners. It was, I didn't put it down here. We had that 1 mile race, groundhog race, went off behind the library. That was, I don't know how many people were in that race, but we had, I think, 4 people stand by at the state police garage behind the library.
I saw that polar plunge too. The polar plunge?
I forgot. Yeah, I've been pretty busy the last couple of days and I forgot a few things. Polar plunge, thank you very much. We had 4 people go to that. We had 2 in wetsuits, the Mustang wetsuits, out in the water. How those folks ran out, jumped in the water, and came out.
Yeah.
Stronger than what I am, but them. Liz, is that something you would want to do?
She's done.
About that.
Yeah, they had a good turnout. I saw Karen Cordero. They were pleased with it. Yeah, they had a lot of people. They had at least 20.
Yeah, good. Good. This is, how many years has she done this now? This is probably about, well, Billy would know. Well, how many times did we give her permits for bonfire, which they didn't do this year? 3-4 years, anyway?
Past 5 years, we went over the different places she had bonfires, the farm, at the lake.
Mm-hmm.
So now she pretty much knows the rules, what she can burn, what she can't.
Yep. Yep. So. Good. The biggest thing for the month, strategic plan. That's been busy, very busy for me. I thank you that sat in on that, any of these question and answer periods that two gentlemen from the company Manitouk, and they sat with Billy one day. John was there. Dan was there. Liz couldn't make it. Bobby was there. Yep.
Was there.
So I actually set up all the meetings with everybody in the town hall, pretty much the town hall, government side, including the lawyer, town lawyer. They had the board of selectmen. They talked to one night, help me out, John. They talked to the fire commission, the fire officers, the firefighters, several of the firefighter groups. They talked to TN. They went up to TN and spent a couple hours up there talking with the operations director. I should have brought my book. It's a binder about before.
Just started.
Huh?
Started.
Oh, I had another conversation with a gentleman today. Yeah, it's just started. Anyway, putting all those meetings together over 4.5 days, state trooper's the only one who didn't get a chance to talk to. Over those four and a half days was a little stressful. Got it all done. People would be canceling out and I'd have to get different times and Zoom calls or Zoom meetings, et cetera, like that. It worked out pretty good. Since then, I've talked to John and he has a tendency to call me on weekends a lot. And give me some other things to do, has to do. Pam in the office here at the firehouse has helped out a lot. Matt's done several reports. Pam did a big training report the other day for me, which I sent to him, and now he wants even more information. And some of this information, what he's looking for, I don't understand how this information is going to get the end result, but we're going to keep whatever they want, we're going to give to them. There's no ending date that's been proposed for this yet. I did get a special password for our CAD system. Billy knows what that is. Bob, you probably do too. Our CAD system through TN, they dispatch all of our calls. There's a complete history of all the calls. Gave them a special password and username to get in there for the Bolton activities, and they can go back as far as they want and extract data out of there. TN told them it cost them multi-thousands of dollars to do it because there's no easy way, and he figured it was at least 40 hours getting any kind of information for him. So company's got a one guy that just specializes in this, and got the package this morning, so see what he does. But that's a work in progress. Work in progress. If I get some more end results, I'll let you know. But nothing at this point.
Chief, I did ask him the question how long it would take.
Yep.
6 months or so.
That's what the game plan was. That was in the proposal.
Okay.
So if we look at and I don't know if it's 6 months from when we first met with him in January or 6 months from when we did the all these interviews and started collecting data.
I got the feeling the interviews personally, but who knows?
Yeah. We're going to find out.
With the amount of stuff they're asking for.
Yeah. It's a lot of time to take all your data, all your information that all you folks fed in and put it into a working document. I don't know.
Did they say that they would give like updates throughout the 6 months at all? Or is it just like on their end, like radio silence until they're done with it?
I didn't hear that, Liz, as far as, you know, little bits and pieces along the go. I think they're going to come along and say, Jim Rupert,
this is it.
Chief Dixon, let's have a meeting. Here's a book. Here's what we've done.
Okay.
Talk to you later.
Yeah, he didn't seem like there was much going to happen. They may contact us as we went along because I had asked them kind of the same question, and
okay.
But they didn't say anything about doing anything in between time.
Yeah. I don't know. It's interesting. He keeps pushing me for the ISO ratings. Chris, you know what that is. You get into the ISO rating on the town is how your insurance carrier charges you or premiums for your insurance on your homes. And,
yeah, that came up. That came up in conversation with the fire commission. So I think that went down a path of how we could save money just in general. And of course, we're talking about water holes, cisterns, you name it. So
training, certifications, a lot of stuff. I've tried to get into their program, Vertec, a couple times, and I can't get into it. I mentioned that to him today. He says, "I know people." He says, "I'll get you in there." Says, okay. He worked a couple of years.
Yeah. But, Chief, I think, right, that was my takeaway, that whole ISO rating, because I believe, like, probably Bolton, based on everything, is a protection class 9.
Yep.
But if they could come in and maybe, you know, if we did certain things differently to tweak the system, I mean, if they could move that up to, like, a lower rate, it would have a nice impact on every homeowner and the commercial building, too, for the town. So it seemed like they were pushing for that. Maybe they could kind of say, hey, if the town invested or did this or that differently, it could potentially lower it. I don't know. They don't know either, but it sounds like that was one of their game plans. And that would be a big, that's an out of the box. I never would have thought those guys would, I never thought of something like that, but it is interesting how they know the how it works, and tweaking that system, maybe, if they could show that the town invests a certain amount of money, it would have a every taxpayer in town would save a little bit. So
Right.
it seems like they're definitely, they're zeroing in on that.
We went if we from an insurance standpoint, Bob, if we went from a 9 to an 8 or an 8B,
Yeah.
would that be a big difference?
I good question. I could only guess, and it but I think it's like it's a it's more it may be more psychological, but maybe rates the insurance rates have been really taken off, double digit increases for multi years. If even if they gave $100 per homeowner, I think it's that message, it may be more, it may be more. But it sounds like they're going to try. That sounds like, that's an out of the box type thing that they will try to do, which would I think would be great,
Well, I hope to get into, I hope to hear more on that later this week, from you.
Yeah, be interesting, right? If they could quantify a little bit, your average taxpayer homeowner, what the potential impact would be on their rate, if they did go to like what the AB, I don't know. Interesting.
We'll see.
Yeah.
But that's what I got, Mr. Chairman. I got for you. Yeah, not a banner month except for a couple of activities, group activities for the department and this ISO thing. Oh,
Yep.
excuse me, the strategic plan thing. Yeah.
That covers Chiefs. And do you have any old business? We were discussing that one. We're actually
Go ahead.
discussing the strategic plan.
Okay.
Your old business. Okay. You get any new business?
New old oh chief I don't know if you saw it was an interesting article in today's Hartford Current front page about the EMS response time and transparency. Did you see it? Yeah, they had Bud Myers quoted. It was
I didn't see all that. No.
yeah
Okay.
no it was a good
I see it.
article. I think one surprise for me was it sounds like the they said in the article that the data is 2 years late, so it sounds like they made it sound like let's say 2025 we they act like they don't know what the response time, average response time is per town. That's what I got. That was one surprise. I don't know if that's how accurate that is.
Every town that has an R1 or R5 rating, Billy, correct me if I'm wrong, has to reapply for that every year. I apply for the R1 rating for town of Bolton every year. And in that, it has those numbers, response times listed, or excuse me, as a goal. I put them in as a goal. Billy, what did you put? Did you have that as a goal, or you didn't do the ambulance side?
I did, but it was all, you're right, it's once a year. Once a year, they have to go through like a little mini audit on the times and, data like that. It's, to my knowledge, I guess they're still doing it.
Yeah, they are. This is one of the things that for a strategic plan by getting in the CAD system that John's looking to go in and figure what is the average response time. Now we can pull up off of ESO. It's real simple now. You can push a button and get your average response time. You can get, I kind of watch it a lot too. How many times were we not able to respond? We did 550 some odd calls last year. Okay. The other day we had two calls back to back we couldn't respond to. The Bolton Fire Department couldn't, but ASM did respond, so there was closure on that particular thing. There were probably maybe five calls so far this year. We have not got somebody out the door. Most of the time it's during the day. And that's what the strategic plan is based around. Look at the personnel, looking at the facility, and looking at the equipment.
I know one of the things he talked about, I talked about it, I think, was about not being EMS, making it a separate entity.
Correct.
How that
He has
would
brought
go,
that up. Nobody else has brought that
I
up.
wasn't real thrilled about that, because it's either going to cost you a lot of money, because how do you separate it, And then the other terminology would be the other parts would be You can put them in a separate building if you did something like that. There's more money. And I don't know why we couldn't even have people just respond as EMTs that aren't really firefighters.
Which we do right now. Yeah.
But if you're talking like, having like Manchester stand by in town or something like that, that's going to cost the town a lot of money because they're not just going to,
ASM Manchester.
yeah.
Okay.
If they're going to do something like that, that's going to cost the town money because they're not doing it for free. They're not going to station ambulance here for free.
I told John he was not to talk to ASM. You want to talk to him? I said, stop. No. I have an agreement with ASM. We have an agreement with ASM, which is very, very good. Doesn't cost us any money. A neighbor in town who has an ambulance went to ASM several years ago, not too long ago, and said, if we give up our ambulance, how much are you going to charge us to run EMS in our town? Unbelievable figure. That came out. High figure. Do not talk to ASM at this point. We're good.
Because what's going to happen, what my thing was, what's going to happen is even if you don't get transport, you get called if ASM goes there, you're going to get a bill. And the people in town will go, especially for the frequent flyers.
Yeah. Elizabeth?
Yes.
Oh, you just lit up on the screen. I thought you had a comment.
Oh, no, sorry.
But
You wouldn't
yeah,
want to lose your R1 either, and I talked to them about that. I don't know if they were savvy about that or not. It was hard to get that out of them, but I did also mention what you just talked about. I said when I worked commercial ambulance back in the early 90s, these contracts are not chump change. They're
oh.
back then they were hundreds of thousands of dollars. But you have a guaranteed ambulance there, but it's not always guaranteed. I tried to explain that to them. Off the ambulance goes to the ER, right? But now, in theory, they have to supply you another ambulance, which is probably going to go to the town line. But if something happens where they got to go, say, to Ellington or wherever else they cover, try to explain this to them that I think personally the fire department should always be the first responder in Bolton. But anyway.
Right, and at least if you're an EMT, you can have someone there to at least like mitigate the situation and start getting things rolling versus having no one.
Yes, and majority of the time we do have people rolling. The lift assist to the tough ones, or the alarm goes off, medical alarm for nothing, potentially nothing. The heart attack, the chest pains, the motor vehicle accidents, things like that, people show up.
Like I said, is it with the town people get billed for a lift assist as an ambulance call? The guy we used to have on 44, he used to fall asleep, hit his button all the time. And we were there constantly. And it's like that guy, would that guy have gotten a bill every time?
I don't know. Hey, Liz or Billy, do you know if they bill for something like that?
I think it depends on your agency. Like one place that I work at, we do bill for like lift assists, and I know the town profits from it greatly, but then the other town that I work for, they don't. It's more of a public assist.
Okay. Yep. That's for right here in town. It's more like a public
No, it's
assist. I don't believe ASM is billing, so not that I'm aware. Not that I was aware.
I think like through insurance wise, if say ASM is to take a set of vitals and make a chart out of it, then that
Yeah.
would go to.
Right.
It lights right up.
That could be different, right? I can hear you. Yep. More of a call, a medical call. Potentially a medical call. Yep. So.
Yeah, I just hate to see that. Like I said, plus it's nice if, we have control over it. And it's our taxpayers that are, if you give them control of it, you don't know what they're going to do. What happens next year? Once you lose R1, you're never getting it back. And if they start going through the roof with their prices, you're really screwed.
Yeah, this is something that John brought up. He is watching Norwich very carefully also, what's happening out there. with the four fire departments in the town of Norwood. That kind of falls in the same thing. Bob, to your point on Facebook, there was this is where I saw that article quick from the Hartford Courant, and there were comments down there. They made one comment that Talland for a cardiac took him over an hour to get there.
Oh, yeah.
And I, that sure doesn't, you know, run two ambulances or all the mutual aid partners around us. Unless they were in a fire or something like that at the same time. You never know what the situation was.
Couldn't see that.
An hour's a long time. Long time.
We
I don't
used to
know.
wait over a half hour for Manchester ambulance to show up.
Yeah. Well, we
Well,
never.
not usual for that.
Even if they're coming out of Hartford or West Hartford, I don't know. You know, it takes a little bit
Yeah.
longer, but.
Yeah, no, this article, you know, this typical urban response time is like 7 minutes. Suburban was more like eight. Rural, you're getting to nine. Then they picked on about seven or eight towns that they listed. I want to say like Scotland Chaplin, where they're getting into like 14 minutes, you
Okay.
know. So which, but you know, it's it like I said, it was an interesting article. Yeah, it was like I said, you a lot of names that you would probably recognize. Bud Myers was in there talking, and a lot of EMS people. And they kind of said, you know, it went. I think the bill initially has gone through its first route. The Democrats approved it, Republicans were against it just because it's adding on some extra costs. But it doesn't sound like the costs are that much more. And it, you know,
What's this bill are trying to put through?
the bill would be more, they call it transparency regarding the response times. It sounds like they want to have a dashboard for each town, kind of like that'll be more up to date, showing their response times for the calls. And you know, that was my take on it.
Kind of like with the hospitals, you can call into a hospital and find out how long it's going to take to get to your
Yeah.
ambulance. I don't know.
Yeah, it'd be more up to date at least. You know,
That's
if I mean,
fine.
if it is that old, you know.
Lot of 169 towns be if they all complied, be interesting. Yep. Okay.
And it was interesting too, like Bud Myers, his comment was like, you know, staging. When you got it, when we have a staging call, that's going to throw off your times. You know, they got to factor that in.
Point.
You know, like, right, if you're going to take a half hour waiting for the cops to clear it, you got to be careful. These numbers aren't telling, you know, they got to be done right. So, like I said, it was interesting.
That's a good point you bring that up because we've sat here some recently a couple months ago an hour before we
Oh,
got
yeah.
the scene.
Right.
You
Well,
know, our officers kept
the group home on Rosewood, you know, that's seems
another
like
good example,
that's
sure.
a that seems like we're getting a lot of staging there. And that's add another t 20 minutes plus.
Yep,
So that's
plus.
gonna throw, you know, that's gotta be factored in.
Well, the thing is, that should be considered on the scene. Rather, you know,
Yeah. Aging on a scene,
staging
yeah.
should be considered on the scene. If you're held back by state police, staging should be considered on the scene because that's not up to you anymore.
Yeah. Right.
Especially if you're the ones that say keep out. That was a big thing what we were discussing at the county meeting too. After the meeting after when you left,
Yeah.
I gotta talk to you about that after.
Okay. Interesting. Okay. What else?
Any other new business?
I've just I don't know if I just say 2 weeks from now, it sounds like there'll be a big meeting as far as just our monthly for April with voting chiefs. Or
Yeah.
you know, I mean, and I don't want to jump the gun, and I don't, you know, if it's it's more like I hope things work out. I'm kind of out of the loop, so I was just curious if you can say anything.
I have asked for a meeting several times. I said I want a meeting this week, in-person meeting. One time, I'm going to say, I'll let you know.
Gotcha. Right.
Say, I'll let you know.
Yeah.
Chief, you made me think of something.
Well, that's good.
No, I know.
You write this down.
It's not a loaded question. I was curious, why did John want to meet with the surrounding fire chiefs? I'm assuming, and I think that's the word he used, but
Mutual aid partners.
that's what I figured why he was doing it.
He asked, he was interested in, if I can remember, correctly, how we had mutual aid, how we interacted with each other. He didn't ask about apparatus. He has the list of all our apparatus. Some of the biggest concerns, one of the biggest concerns that kept coming up was recruitment and retention. And every chief chimed in on that. In fact, Vernon Chief was in another meeting tied up just as we were all the mutual aid, Coventry, Andover, Hebron were leaving the meeting. He texted me. He says, "I'm late for the meeting. Can I get in?" I says, "Absolutely. Come on in." Guess what? Chief Epler said the same thing. He mirrored what Andover, Coventry, and Hebron all said. Retention and recruitment. Recruitment and retention.
Yeah.
Interesting. And none of them were prompted. You know, it's like when you folks, you know, came to sit in the meetings, I didn't say a thing to anyone, any of you. I had no preconceived ideas what the questions were going to be. I just set the minutes of the meeting up and I said, "You folks are all adults. You know the system, what's going on. Speak freely, whatever you got to do." One meeting went on 2.5 hours. Went on 2.5 hours. So, guess what? It is what it is. This is why we hired these guys. You know?
Right.
Let's get some information and come back with something that the town, a document the town can work with. They want.
And one thing I did ask him too, I don't know if I talked to you about this, is that I said, do you put like listed out in a priority where you say, this is what I favor for a town like you with all the information I got and so on and so forth, and least favorable? And he said, no, we will list out plan A, then list out plan B, and it'll be clearly up to how your town makes a decision, whether it be the town, you, the selectmen board, whatever. So he assured me that there's no leaning, it won't look like I'm leaning anyway. It's going to be a plan and you guys do what's right for you. And it could be part of a plan A and part of a plan C, right? It doesn't have to stick by.
Okay. So,
yep.
Chris, I think you brought up too, like, it was kind of funny, is like, if the town wants additional support or they want guidance after the fact, they'll do it, but for a charge. It's like, once they do their report, so I can see the town coming back going, help, or,
He was kind of funny the way he answered that, though. I got the same impression you did, but he was almost making it sound like you could ask small questions.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. But there's a charge. Yeah.
Right. Don't be asking me anything a complete changeover on plan A.
Right. Right. Oh, yeah.
He'll clarify stuff by what he sounds like. He said he'd clarify things and stuff like that. But other than that,
that's more right.
Exactly.
We're done.
Okay. And I think ultimately the report come back to Jim Rupert, because the town contracted it, not fire department. It's about the fire department. I'll probably get a copy of it. I'm sure I'll get a copy of it. And it will go to the selectmen. And it's up to the selectmen what they want to do. Now, understand, the selectmen board is made up of different people than it was 2 years ago. When we initially went out to, say, hey, we need a strategic plan. Yeah. I read minutes today. I got another request from the auditor, finance auditor. Did I send it to you?
No.
Finance auditor, they wanted all the documentation on proficiency fund and how that's distributed or not distributed, or how that came about, and invoicing and things like that. And they, the second part of that was, proficiency, and which goes back to 2024. Which I pulled the minutes up from the meeting. My wife went through all the selectman minutes, got them. And I pulled up all the documentation and letters that I had written back then in hard copy to everybody, saying, just read what happened before. It's all laid out. And the other one is on the documentation for buying the UTV. Needs to see all the documentation. Who signed this? When was it signed? When was it paid for, et cetera? The auditors making a lot of work for us lately. Yep, making a lot of work.
Talk to
Are they
Jim. He's the one of the
third
ratings.
party? What?
Huh?
Are they a third party? Someone they
Yes, it
hire
is.
out? Yeah.
Yeah, it's contracted gentleman. I think he's got one more year in his contract. He's been here for contracted for 10 years for town, I think it is. So, but it's making my computer keys a lot tighter, let me tell you.
Here's something to do.
Oh my God.
Hey, Chief, I saw what Kathy's stepping down for sort of like the town EMS. Kathy at
No,
the town hall.
emergency management director.
Right. She's stepping
That
down from
town
that.
two weeks ago from that. Yeah.
Right.
Yep.
It's too bad. I mean, it seems like she knows a lot. I mean, it
She
depends who
learned
they
a lot.
get. Right.
She learned a lot. She's got a lot on her plate with doing the position that she does for the town right now. You know, she
Yeah.
wears a lot of hats up there. And
Yeah.
this was something that they talked about. She took it on, but it was a little bit out of her comfort range. You know,
Yeah.
not in her bailiwick, it's normal work. And so, says, you know what? Let's find somebody else who can do it better. Maybe not better, can do the job because I haven't got the time to do it.
Yeah. Yeah.
I congratulate her. Thank her for her time, what she did. Yeah.
Right.
So.
Now we don't have a director anymore. Or is someone doing it intern?
If it has to be done, if something comes up today, okay, or tomorrow morning, okay, Jim Rupert can come right in, handle the job. That's not a problem. There are talks out there for different people. We'll stand by and see what happens. And, yeah, with yep.
More duties, no money. Or more duties, no extra pay.
A little pay. There's a little pay for that
A
job.
little pay, yeah.
Pay for that job.
They asked me if I was interested in it because a lot of fire marshals do double duty.
You would be perfect for that job.
No
Come
thanks.
on,
Nope.
Billy.
Nope.
All those in favor?
Nope.
Aye.
Nope. Those days are over.
Oh,
They need you.
anyway. Yeah, you keep bringing up subjects and topics. There's a lot going on
Right.
in our town. A lot going on now. Some of them will speak more freely when we get more information.
Yeah. Anything else on the new business? Now, your motion to adjourn?
I'll make a motion.
Second.
All in favor?
Hi.
Hi.
Night all.
Yeah. What time is it?
Farewell.
Say the date and time
7:38.
on the computer. What is it? So Janet?
7:38.
7:38
Yeah.
on the 20th.